mistakes in paying sickness benefits are likely to have affected more than 8,000 claimants in Northern Ireland. The Stormont Department has said the figure was revealed after a query from SDLP MLA Nicola Mallon, who said those affected have been underpaid by an average of about £3,000 each. The SDLP MLA Nicola Mallon is with us this morning. Good morning to you, Nicola.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. I can hear a baby in the background.
Yes.
Is that your child?
It is, yes.
What do you call him or her?
It's baby Orla. She's 10
Baby Orla. Wow. Well, thank you for talking to us today, Nicola. You're no doubt that this has forced people into further poverty.
Absolutely, Stephen, because this is the Benefit Employment Support Alliance. So it's paid for people who cannot or are restricted from working because of disability or chronic ill health. So they're already a very vulnerable group of people. And we discovered after probing the department that by the department's own estimation, over 8,000 claimants here have been underpaid, and they've been underpaid on average £3,000 each. So if you do a rough calculation, Stephen, based on the department's own figures, we're talking about £24 million in benefit that very vulnerable people were entitled to, yeah, that they lost out on because of an administrative blunder. It's totally scandalous.
And look what they're saying here. This is the Department of Communities, for Communities, are saying, we will aim to complete a review of all affected cases by April 2019. In a year's time. They're going to churn through this. They're going to take a year to give people their money they were entitled to.
And I have issue with that. I have issue in the first instance, Stephen, that this only came to light after we probed the department on it. If I hadn't have been sending questions into the department, would we have known about it? When would we have known about it? We still don't exactly know the details. And if the department is able to tell me that there are over 8,000 claimants affected, that it's able to say this is the average level of arrears, then why, as you say, is it going to take them an additional year to carry out a full review? People who are affected need to know now. They need to know how they've been affected, how much they've lost out on, and very importantly, they need to understand when they're going to receive the money that they're owed.
Kevin with us this morning, Kevin Higgins from Advice NI. Morning to you, Kevin.
Morning, Stephen.
So how can people find out if they're among this group that is now owed money?
Well, I suppose it's maybe important just to maybe try and understand how this arose. So if we explain a little bit, Employment and Support Allowance, actually it's broken into two distinct separate parts. One part is contribution-based ESA, and you get that if you paid the right amount of national insurance contributions. And then the second part is income-related ESA. It's means-tested. If you haven't paid the right amount of contributions, the problem is that when people are on legacy benefits and they were shifted across, reassessed across, they were assessed for contributions-based ESA, but for many, the department didn't carry out that additional check to see if they were entitled to an income-based ESA top-up, and that's essentially where the problem has arose.
And so what can people now do, Kevin?
Well, I mean, there's a number of things. As you quite rightly say, the department are saying they're going to trawl through and they will contact people, you know, as they work their way through the cases. I just tweeted out a parliamentary question response there just from yesterday. If there's people very seriously ill or terminally ill, then those people are going to be prioritised, so they're going to hopefully get their money as soon as possible. I agree with Nicola that everybody should be getting the money they're owed as soon as possible. What we would say is we have an independent welfare changes helpline. If anybody's in the position that they feel they're on contribution-based ESA, also it ties into whether they're getting DLA or PIP. So if you're on contribution-based ESA and you feel you're also getting DLA or PIP, ring the Independent Welfare Changes Helpline. We can do a quick check and then we can draw that case to the attention of the department.
Okay. Kevin, thank you very much indeed. Nicola, thanks for talking to us this morning. Baby in hand as well.
No problem. Thank you very much, Stephen, for covering it.
Thanks a lot. Morning to you, Nicola. It's Nicola Mallon from the SDLP, and the 10 o'clock news comes next.